Tracking goodness midst the creeping horrors. Not being a warrior or a politician, there is only one way I can traverse each day and manage to find goodness and meaning in life. The weapons and magic wands that I employ are my best defense against the purposeful meanness and fear promulgated by some of our highest profile powermongers. As I scour the landscape, searching for good people who spend their time doing good things on behalf of others, I am thrilled at the amount of meaningful work that is going on in our fragile world. Each day I meet people who turn their anger into inspirational art, loving poetry, positive storytelling. Each day I meet people who refuse to bow to the mean-spirited rhetoric so easily accessed via overly connected, overwhelmingly negative, deconstructive pundits. Each day, I find someone else who is learning to derail the fear train stoked by half the populace. Each day, I find good people doing good things for good causes. Each day, I run across those who do not exploit or denigrate the weak. Each day, I encounter gentle people quietly dodging the ranting bullets and missiles that feed the dormant despair in us, who raise us up with sunshine and hope-filled attitude, who replace hopelessness with helpful action. Each day, I search for and discover that there are good people doing good things in the world that is filled with goodness, the goodness that simply awaits our attention. Pardon my repetitiveness, but it is repetitiveness that tamps down the waves of illogic and horror prattling all about us. If the negatories can constantly loop and repeat their rants, then we, the members of the loyal resistance, can double down and restate our kindly actions and soothing hopefulness till somebody begins to listen and take heed. All it takes to counter the horrors and our constant refusal to bend or break. All it takes is for us to restate each and every untruth in a calm and positive way and never, never stop. Are we up to it? Or shall we hide and hope it all blows over? This is a conflict that is as old as our species. What's amazing to consider is the fact that despite the overwhelming odds, some percentage of loyal resistors have quietly survived all these eons. We're still here. Our implacable optimism must be demonstrated and exercised, lest it wilt away.